This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
There we go. Good morning. Hello, DZ. How are you?
Buenos dias, Ali.
Buenos dias. We always start the show with Little Victories. It's our positive spin on the day. And I'm sorry, but it's Friday on a long weekend. Need I say more, DZ? I'm so checked out.
Yep, nailed it.
That's all
nailed
we got. It. Little victories, right? It's a 3-day weekend. Let's go, baby.
I mean, what else is there to say? Otherwise, I'm working from home and I got kids already yelling in my ear. So
tell them to get the hell
victories.
Out.
I wish.
Little victories.
They still pay rent here.
Oh, well, you know, fine, I guess. Well, don't bring it down with the kids right now. The little victory is it's a long weekend, baby. Friday morning. Let's go, everybody. Happy Friday on a long weekend. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. What a beautiful day. I'm in such a happy mood because it's like the last day of school.
It really kind of does feel that way, doesn't it?
Right?
Like, when you got that summertime smell to it, and you're just like, y'all, some of y'all musty.
Mm-hmm. You bring your kids to work because you don't care anymore because you're going on vacation, baby.
It's a half day, even though it's not.
But it really is. Right?
Oh, okay. All right. See, we got one overactive. If you can't tell, that's my youngin', and that's my 3-year-old in the background.
Mm-hmm. I hear Samwell. Hi, Sammy. Ayuda,
help.
He said
Ayuda.
Help. I heard the Ayuda. Oh, honey.
I am a co-host and a savior today all this morning. You know what I'm saying?
He needs Auntie Allie. Listen, it's Allie and DZ, and it's Friday before Memorial Day. I'm really excited because today is the last day to get those Morgan Wallen tickets. And DZ, it's the last day to get the 3-day VIP passes to Pride Fest down on the Summerfest grounds. So we're on
VIP.
Fire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for real though. Did you say fire?
Fire.
Did you say fire?
Which Hudson said I can't say anymore. Fire's old. It's
Why?
Not cool anymore. My 11-year-old says I can't say fire anymore because it's outdated. And I'm like, okay.
Friday. Okay. How else are we going to describe the dumpster fires?
Thank you very much. Yeah. All right. Sammy, honey. He's like, I got stuff to say.
Mom.
Well, he's playing right next to you. What do you expect?
And I got a job to do.
He's
like,
free.
I'm sorry, but this ain't really an option right now. Zip it. My boy, zip it. I'm busy.
All right. You ready to get into the question of the day, DZ? All right. It's about Memorial Day and summer, and I think everyone's going to like it. You know what? Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ, get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, we're talking grilling season, DZ. Grilling season all day. It's officially Memorial Day, Memorial Day weekend, which means if the grill's not out, it better be at this point.
I got my grill sandals on as we speak. Ali Faith, what are these?
Are you wearing the Crocs? Oh, yeah, you do have your... See, you got the blurred screen on our video. So you have the, like, Birkenstock black sandals. Sammy's got to be quiet. I can't think straight.
Sammy. Oh, that's the one-year-old. Can't do nothing
Danny?
About that one.
Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
Can't shut that one up. You're just going to have to work through that one, fam.
They're going to have to go outside with the dogs.
I might just be on air for
I'm
a very
kidding.
Short amount
you
of time
are,
today.
No, you're going to be on all day for sure. The question of the day is grilling season. So what are you grilling? That's what we want to know. 414-533-1037. DZ, what is your first thing you're going to grill this season? Seriously, because I don't grill. I let people grill for me. That's my method.
I feel you. You a pull up to the grill kind of cat.
I don't want to grill.
At you.
Invite me to the barbecue. That's how I roll, for sure.
Yeah. Where's the asado at? I'm definitely coming.
Right. So you're making carne asada. Is that going to be your first? What are you going to make first?
Two things. I'm a fancy griller. I'll say this. So if I'm not making carne asada off rib, just because that's the traditional go-to, no matter what you're doing or where you're at, I'm grilling salmon. I'm a fancy griller. I like to grill salmon. I do. I love salmon. I do.
This is the weirdest thing. Salmon was not what I thought you were going to say when I said, what are you grilling first? I thought it was going to be a burger or a brat or something. I don't know. I just that was not what I saw. You know what? Let's go to the phones because I want to know what everybody else is grilling. Hello, Kiss FM. Hi, who's this?
OG Lori in the house.
Look out, DZ. It's OG Lori. Hold on.
She be getting down on the grill. I just know it.
You know it. I got multiple grills, honey.
She got the dog's grill. She got her grill. She's got the grill for the fam.
Yep. She's got everything. She's got the Blackstone, probably.
Oh, yeah.
All right, OG Lori. So what are you grilling then? It's Memorial Day weekend. What's the first thing you're putting on the grill?
Good old-fashioned American steak.
Ooh, you had me at steak.
Old steak. Yes.
I grill everything, man. Mm. I grill salmon, chicken, pork, beef, you name it.
I was a chef, man. I got to be good friends with Lori and like invite her over to cook and grill for me because I feel like...
Send my birthday twin over. I'll hook him up.
Girl, you're like the jack of all trades, Lori. That's how I feel about you, honestly.
Oh, no,
like,
I'm pretty good at certain things. I can cook. I can dance. Don't ask me to sing because you'll be crying.
That's fine. I don't need you to sing. We're going to play the music. You just cook for us, okay, Lori? Okay.
That's all right. We can do that.
All right. Well, DZ's cooking salmon, and Lori's cooking anything you ask for on every grill possible. I love it. All right, Lori, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Love you, hon. See you later.
We're drinking tonight.
I swear
to God. So, all right, the question of the day is, what are you grilling? That's the question of the day, and I just didn't see salmon coming. I'm still shocked that you said that.
You know I love fish. Fish is one of my favorite foods. But yeah, you didn't think
I love fish, but salmon. No, I didn't see that one coming. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. What are you grilling?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So what are we grilling? It's Memorial Day weekend, baby. It's officially grill season around here. So DZ said he was going to grill salmon. That was not what I saw coming when DZ said that. I was thinking like a hamburger, maybe a steak.
Why are you hating on the salmon?
Because I just didn't see that being as the first thing you were going to do, okay? But I digress.
If it's not carne asada, the thin flank steak, I'm definitely going fish, for real. I grew up that way. My dad loves seafood. So, if it isn't the thin steak, it's salmon. No question.
Well, let's go to Albert. Albert is calling in Milwaukee. Good morning, Albert. How are you?
I am phenomenal, guys. Good morning to y'all.
Good morning. So, Albert says he's a bodybuilder, so which means he's cooking all the proteins. Albert, come on. You're going to make me hungry. What are you cooking on the grill, Albert?
So, definitely going to cook up some flank steak because I got having some steak tacos midday, but a whole bunch of chicken breasts, chicken thighs, all my veggies too. So typically I air fry my veggies, but I love grilling them. So that's like one of the things I'm most excited about too. So like zucchini, green beans, all the fun things.
He grills everything.
To hear
air fries the veggies.
The veggies. And to hear a bodybuilder say that, I wonder if it's because, you don't want to grill out those nutrients. So you air fry them in to keep it all together. Or is it just flavor? What is it for you, big guy?
Yeah.
To be honest, it's just more convenience because I'm cooking like anywhere from like a pound or two of green beans at a time. So I just want to cook it as quick as possible.
Albert! He's
a bodybuilder.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, there's plenty to go around with Albert. Okay, Albert, drop the location. I'll be over later.
Sounds great.
For more than just meat, my boy.
What DZ said. Okay, bye. Look at me shooting my shot and then hanging up on him. What's wrong with me?
I know. I peeped it. We got content for Dumpster Fire Friday.
Guy's probably married for all I know. You know what? Screw it. Let's go to... I want to go to Karen in Tishigan for one reason and one reason only. She actually is with you on the same page. She said she does salmon as well. Are you kidding me, Karen?
My people.
Oh, my God.
Karen.
So good. So, so good on the grill.
Well, I bet, but I just never think, salmon, let's go throw it on the grill. I just throw it in the oven every time. I don't know what I was thinking.
Anything is better on the grill. I even do shrimp, like shrimp kebabs on the grill.
Those are easy.
My mouth watering. I want to grill tonight.
That's awesome. All right. Well, now we're all grilling tonight. Let's go.
Yeah.
She's not wrong.
Oh, man. All right, Karen.
Although it's not the first time we grill. I mean, we literally will grill all winter long.
You do? Oh. Yeah. Well, that's such a Wisconsin thing to grill all winter
long. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the smart girl. All right, Karen, we love you. Have a great Memorial
Day
weekend.
I love you. Have a good one. Bye.
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 All right. I don't know if she's telling the truth, but Rachel's in Watertown. She's claiming it's her fifth day calling in. Rachel, come on.
No, it's not.
No.
It is.
You're on day five?
I am. And then I had someone text me last night and said, I know where you live. I'm going to get that key.
What? Oh, because you told the key story yesterday?
She hides it in the back door.
Yeah, yesterday the question of the day was, where do you hide your key? And Rachel called in and told us her secret spot in a broken window. And now I'm not surprised somebody in Watertown's going to rob her, because I would do the same thing. I would be like, well, girl, I guess I know where your key is. The irony. And the irony also, I should tell you, in DZ, yesterday I got home from work and I look across the street and my two neighbors, the daughters who are in high school and middle school, are sitting in the garage, and I'm like, what are they doing in the garage? I open the door, I go, do you girls need a key? They were locked out of their house.
They're locked out.
They didn't come ask me for the key, because the teenagers, right? They just sat there waiting for their parents. I'm like, please. I'm like, so I had to give them the key. The irony after that was our topic yesterday. So,
oh, that's something my daughters do.
Well, what's your song gonna be, Rachel?
I want it to be Walk It Out by Arms.
Ah!
Ooh, say less. That's good.
Say less. That's all right, you're in. And now we have a Watertown person. We don't have a Watertown person.
Is yes. Rachel our first Watertownian?
Yes. I don't think we have anyone from Watertown that's got a theme song.
Is it Watertownian or Watertonian?
Oh, my God. Sometimes they call it a Watertuckian.
Well, she's not going to be one. She's about to get robbed. She's going to move soon. So, anyway.
She's going. She is. She's out of there.
All right, Rachel, have a great day. Congrats on your theme song.
Thank you.
Hi, Danny. There's your baby.
Oh, you want to say hi? You want to come take him? Go ahead.
Yeah, why are you holding the baby? I'll take him.
Because he just loves me. I don't know. It's like I'm his dad or something.
All right, we're going to go to our last caller, who is Nick in Waukesha. Oh, shoot. Oh, no. I just hung up on Nick. This is unbelievable. I can't believe I did that. You know what? And he's going to kill me, because he literally said to me, DZ, I didn't think the phone was working anymore because I couldn't get through. And then he got through and I just hung up on him.
No, Nick, the phone's working. We just hang up on you on accident, bro.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So DZ always gives you advice, and today I'm going to read the submission that we got sent in an email. She emailed us, and she wanted to know what to do, because I think the woman who's been helping with their daughter is, like, taking their food. But let me read it for you so it makes sense, DZ.
Yeah, it gets complicated.
You're working from home, so I'm going to read this quick. It says, the girl that helps our kid eats our food. Okay, hold on. I got to hear the whole thing. Huh? She says, hey, Allie and DZ, I have a What Would DZ Do for you guys that we really need help with a big eye emoji, like I'm scared. She said, my son's 11 and on the spectrum. He has a helper that comes in the morning and helps him get ready for school and onto the bus. She works for a company that my son's case manager through the state pays for to assist families of children with special needs. She's 21 and extremely sweet. My boyfriend and I really like her, and most importantly, my son likes her. Problem is this. I caught her sneaking a bowl of cereal for herself yesterday morning. I heard the spoon clanking against the bowl. She didn't see me or know that I saw her. She heard me come out of the bathroom and quickly dumped the remaining milk from the cereal bowl into the sink and rinsed her bowl. My son wasn't awake yet, and he doesn't eat his cereal with milk. It was hers. She also doesn't bring in a bag or anything to where she could have brought in her own cereal. Our issue is mostly...
Bring cereal from home?
Our issue is mostly that she didn't ask. Had she asked, it would have been completely different. We do, however, have a tight budget recently, and with four kids, it's a struggle at times with keeping up with food. Girl, I feel you. She said she also works for us and shouldn't be eating our food. Also, if she's sneaking around eating food, what else is she doing when everyone's gone? We very much like her. We don't want her to get into trouble, but we aren't sure how to bring this up. It's awkward.
I hear that.
What would DZ do? Please help. This is a great, and honestly, a great scenario. You have someone coming into your house, because this may happen with home health aides. This could happen with anyone coming in and helping you. And they help themselves to food. Now, DZ, I'm going to start by saying I've had many people in my house with my children, right? You know how many nannies and babysitters I had over the years trying to find the ones that fit, boy.
Right.
And I always told them they were more than welcome, you know, to help themselves
help
to my food. I told them that. A lot of them would bring their own food because they just wanted their own stuff. But they were always told, you are more than welcome to drink my coffee. You are more than welcome to eat my food. But if I don't tell you that, it's on, dude. You don't just take my stuff if I don't offer it to you. That's where it's inappropriate, because at any job you go to, you can't just go back and steal food. I don't care who you are, right? You can't just take food from the employer. There has to be some kind of agreement.
I guess it matters if you're looking at it as stealing. And yeah, if you don't have an agreement in place. But to me, I feel like there are certain jobs where it just kind of warrants the allowance to just help yourselves. Mm. If you're coming to my house at the butt crack of dawn or super duper late in the day, I'm not expecting you to come with a full tummy ready to go for the day. If I got any snacks laying around, if I got an orange on the counter, help yourself.
But
if I got an apple,
DZ,
whatever, if you see a bowl of cereal, please help yourselves. Definitely
that's
do.
That's you.
I don't know. That's
she said
me.
They have four kids and they are on a tight budget. And the girl didn't ask. And it's the principle that the girl helping with their child who comes to their house, who the state pays for it. So they're not even paying, they're getting assistance through the state because they're maxed out. They have a child on the spectrum. The state helped. This is why we have these programs to help get these kids the support they need.
And I love the fact that we have these programs, that they're using this program.
But
yeah.
I'm saying they're not loaded. That's what she's trying to say.
They're not loaded, but they're also not lacking. Can we be honest? I know it sometimes sucks to say that you have to ask for the help you need, but when we have programs in place like WIC, excuse me, I'm working from home, so I'm here, got noises everywhere. I got to keep my eye on the kids at the same time. When you have programs that are meant to help mothers, families, kids, low-income individuals, what have you, it is a nice pick-me-up. And you do end up getting quality products where it's not going to, like, the food pantry and getting expired stuff like we used to when I was a kid, right? You're going there and you're getting things that aren't necessarily paid for. I'm not saying you're getting stuff for the free and you could just give it for the free, but also understand that you have somebody with the good graces out of their heart coming to help you with your child.
Yeah.
What's a bowl of cereal every other day? I'll tell you what it is.
It's $4 for a box. It's $6 for a box. I'll tell you what it is.
Why are y'all getting such expensive cereal?
Cereal is ridiculous. It's like $7 a box now. Let me go to the phones real quick. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh, look out.
I am so triggered.
Oh, no.
TV.
Oh, no.
He's so wrong,
you
isn't he?
You are not.
Yeah, he's so off on this one. I'm sorry.
I'm way off. Yeah. As a single mom with four kids, who struggles, if I had somebody come over who helped take care of my autistic nephew and they are taking my food
and then dumping it out before you walk in the room
exactly
that's not okay.
Now here's what she needs to do. Growth comes in uncomfortable situations, and you have to be uncomfortable. You have to tackle it, and you have to have a conversation. It may be uncomfortable, but you know what? That's the only thing that's going to change it.
Yeah.
And go and talk to her personally first, and if it continues, that's when you keep on moving forward.
That's when you ask for a different person. Yes, I agree. You have to address it. You have to address it before you can go off. What's that, DZ?
Right.
This warrants a convo. You want to address this with her and be like, so we noticed that you were eating our cereal. What else are you eating around this household?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Well, we're going to take your calls and your texts, 414-533-1037. I'm with you, Saucy, for sure. Like, if they didn't tell her she could eat their food, she needs to back it up.
That's not okay.
Or ask one or the other, I think, for sure.
Exactly. At least have... she was very audacious for not asking.
All right. We're going to take your calls for sure. All right, Saucy, have a great day.
Much fun. Happy Friday.
Bye. Happy Friday. All right. We're taking your calls and your texts next. Somebody texted in and said, well, she clearly knew she was doing something wrong if she hurried and cleaned the bowl.
It's not a four-course meal, and a lot of people don't finish their milk in the cereal, bro. Mm. She was done with the bowl.
No. Shady. Shadiness, I'm telling you. All right. We're going to talk to you guys next. Please, I think I fixed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's everything. Oh, DZ, we're on the air, and I can hear you saying, please don't, to your children.
I'm just trying to survive, y'all.
It's Friday. The wheels are off. We don't care. It's Memorial Day weekend. The 103.7 songs of summer, oh boy, are kicking off at 8 o'clock. We got Dumpster Fire Day, getting Morgan Wall and Pride Fest tickets. Okay, let's. Are you ready for what? Let's just get back into it. Let's go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So Paige wrote into the show and they get a helper for their child. They have a child on the spectrum. And what Paige basically said was that they get this girl brought in through the state. It pays to assist families of children with special needs. The girl's 21, extremely sweet. They love her, but they caught her sneaking cereal. And then she was dumping it out real quick when she came in. So Paige was like, I don't know what to do. So DZ, you think they should just ignore it? I'm like, hell no, bring it up. That's
she's
crazy.
Young. She's helping your family out. Like, and I'm not saying that a child with special needs warrants you to be a little warmer in your heart, but you normally
tend to be a little
kinder
spirited. I don't think that has anything to do with it. I don't even think it has anything.
It doesn't.
It's just someone coming in your house can't be taking your stuff.
It shouldn't. But then again, it's not like they're coming into your house for no reason. They're taking care of your child. But let them eat the cereal.
Well, Eva's in Milwaukee. Let's go to her. Hi, Eva. Good morning.
Hey, good morning on this beautiful day.
Oh, yes. Yeah, do you have as bad of advice as DZ does today?
Okay, so two things popped in my head.
Yeah.
One, this, like, culturally, like, mm-hmm. it does kind of, like, where you come from. If you come from a place where when someone comes in your home, you're greeting them with food, that could be where this girl's coming from.
A guest,
from.
Not a worker. Thinking. A guest, Eva. This is someone who's working for you. This is not a guest. This is someone who's performing a service and working for you.
Yes,
it's different.
True. Also, I'd be thinking, like, this person is going to now be my family for how long?
Mm. Arguably right. I concur.
Okay,
so,
but they didn't offer her any food. The girl just took
correct.
It.
Correct. And for that girl, she also needs to recognize there can be true food phobias where when there's lack of food, she needs to recognize that this mama is taking care of all these babies, and she needs to respect that as well.
They said her issue is that she didn't ask. They said had she asked, it would have been completely different. We do, however, have a tight budget recently with four kids. So she straight up says, even though it's a struggle, it's more about her not asking. She straight up said that when she emailed us, that was
right.
the issue.
And with this girl's career that she has, she should be able to recognize that this family has a lot of children.
It might be
and
a
she
young,
shouldn't
dumb,
be.
You know, like selfish, young, 21.
Not really experienced, doesn't
unaware.
Have the job, you know. Yeah, yep. Unaware.
No self-awareness.
Hungry, crazy. She's hungry. She's hangry, right?
I'll just eat
doing
food.
Irrational things because she hasn't had breakfast yet. Wow.
It's like all those years I worked at McDonald's, I just took what I wanted when I wanted it.
Yes. But
you didn't
I do
get,
think
you
it
didn't
is...
get a per diem?
Yeah, but a 21-year-old also, she may not be buying her own food. It also, you have to understand the value of things. You have to have your own rent, your own bills to really understand what people are doing for you at times,
right.
you know?
Yes.
Well, who's to say she's not also on a tight budget going, man, if I don't maybe sneak a little bowl of something in while I'm helping this family out, my fridge is empty. I only got White Claws in there.
You know? Well, if she's only got White Claws, we got more problems, okay? Forget that.
Okay, I'm just thinking of a, like, 21-year-old. You know what I mean?
We need to send her to rehab because she's an alcoholic with no food and only alcohol. All right, Eva, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, bye.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go to Carrie in Waukesha. Carrie, she you know, is a teacher at my children's school, and she made us the tabletop Tetrises that we have because she's got a 3D printer. Hi, Carrie. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you're a phenomenal Tetris maker, but what is your advice for Paige? This girl's coming in, helping their child, and she's kind of taking food but not asking.
I think that they do need to bring it up. I'm curious if this is like the first time that it's happened, because if so, they could just say, hey, we understand that this happened. If there's an area that you want to have some snacks at to get yourself ready for the day, maybe this could be your specific area.
Deflect.
So then she's not having to pull out snacks and food from them. Or just say, hey, you know, if there's like once in a while where you need just to pick me up, just let us know.
Imagine this, Carrie and DZ, you walk in, you're like, and this is the snack section for workers.
For workers.
That would be great. Yes,
these Nutri-Grain variety selection pack is for you.
Look,
yes.
The things my kids didn't eat for school snack, you get. Ta-da!
Feel free to help yourself to the half-eaten orange or cheese stick. That's all.
They didn't like the organic brand. Ta-da!
These donuts expire tomorrow. Have at it.
All right, Carrie.
Come on, son.
Yep, Carrie says have a conversation, though. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Happy lunch.
You too.
I do like the idea of having things set apart that are like, yes, you can have some of these things. You can eat from this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A genuine conversation, I just guess that was kind of like implicitly not had because it was already just understood.
Well, and that was what a person who's, you know, got a good communication understands. I don't know. Let's go to our final caller. I don't know if you're ready for this. Hey, girl.
Hey.
On a Friday. Hello.
Hey, first of all, as far as food, like the chips, I used to eat those because my mom used to get them for free with her work. Those are good still. So go ahead, have at it.
She said eat the expired chips. Don't give those away. Unbelievable, Amanda. I can't with you. All right, what's
She's
your advice?
Wrong. She's not wrong.
She's not wrong, so, but yeah, go ahead.
I actually used to be a line therapist, so I used to work with kids with autism and actually go in their homes.
That's what I was going to say. You went into homes. You've dealt with this, haven't
Literal
you?
Literal direct experience.
Yes. Yes.
And I was around her age when I was doing that job.
Mm.
And I didn't get paid a lot. I was working like 3 to 4 jobs. I was also going to school full time and doing an internship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not easy, but
I'm saying you weren't broke. I'm just saying you can't take
broke.
People's food.
All I had in my fridge was a Hot Pocket.
And I'm 40 and that's
no
all
drink.
I got in my fridge. And
what
spill
you want to know?
It.
What you trying to find out?
I want to know what happened last night. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. Happy Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Let's go.
Yeah, not for real. It is a good time.
Can you tell I'm checked out? I'm like, is it time to leave yet? Because I want to leave and listen to the 103.7 songs of summer. We're kicking off that countdown today in like 45 minutes. We're going to start. So the music is going to be amazing. Just hold. Oh,
so
boy.
Like
you're working from home.
My countdown to, well, yeah. In case
I didn't realize when.
Clanks and bangs.
Hold on, though. I got to be honest because we're honest with each other. I didn't realize you were going to watch your kids while you're working from home. I thought you were going to be working from home to leave early for vacation.
No.
I didn't know they were coming on the air, too.
Because our daycare provider also has a procedure.
I forgot she's off. I forgot,
she's closed
dude.
Today.
I forgot. We should have just...
Oh, Lord. Everything's fine. We're fine. Everything's fine.
That sounds like a disaster zone. DZ's working from home with a 1 and a 3-year-old. Should we just end it now? We can't. Because I have to hear about last night. You went to Post Malone.
Just end me now.
No.
Goodness gracious.
If you hear in the background and you wonder why it's chaotic, that's why. But it's only, you know what? You're gonna. It's fine. Let's just finish the show on a Friday.
Fine.
Everything's fine.
But
we're fine.
What happened?
It was
great. No, dude, it was my first time going to a stadium tour, mm-hmm. right? An outdoor stadium, if you will. And it is the big behind the stadium tour. Post Malone's first stadium tour ever.
Was
and
Post
he's
Malone
putting on a great show,
with
man.
Jelly Roll, and they were at Wrigley Field last night. So
correct.
Yeah.
So me and my homie Greg, we drove down to Chicago.
Is now a bad time? Is now, like, you
tell
know what?
Me.
Hold on. Let's talk about this in a second.
You tell me.
So there's your recap.
I'd love to give the recap,
but
I'm also stressed.
He drove down with Greg. It was a great show. Have a great day. You know what?
Post Malone is a live, amazing performer.
I will say
this. Jelly Roll is getting skinnier by the day.
Really?
He did all of the songs. Honestly, I thought I was going to a country show. I will say this.
You did?
I thought Post Malone gets country at times. A primary country show because it's a new country album. He's working on a lot of country music.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll is a country type guy. So I'm going, yeah, this guy is about to give me a lot of country. And he didn't.
Really?
Wyatt Iverson was played.
Good.
Wow was done.
It should have.
He did all of the cool things. I Fall Apart was a mainstay that everybody sang. Dude, wait, hold on. I have a question. He put on a show.
I've seen him twice. I saw him at Fiserv. I've never seen Jelly Roll because he came to the Harley Fest, but I didn't see that. But I saw Jelly Roll. I saw Post Malone at Fiserv, and then I saw him at Alpine Valley with Kelly and Sussex. It was a phenomenal show both times, and he just has so many good songs that you can't miss with Post Malone. You can't miss. I want to know if they rotated. That's my last question, and I'll let you go because I know you're losing your mind. It's okay. Parents understand.
No, they did not rotate. So Jelly Roll came out
he
and
was
they
first?
Did Losers, but Jelly Roll came out. They mm-hmm. had a quick performer first, like a DJ type, you know. Jelly Roll came out, did his thing,
yeah.
hit all his bops that he's got. You know, he's got a small
and then Post Malone went
Post
second.
Malone.
That was all Print I wanted
break,
to know.
They did, there was and two. Then Post Malone went second.
They were separate. So Post Malone separate. Was the headliner. That's what I wanted to know. Okay.
They
curious.
Did a little bow towards the middle end of Post Malone's set because mm-hmm. Jelly Roll wanted to get some loving from Chicago. He said there was a sold out crowd. It was the best night of the tour so far, they said, but they're going to say that every night in every
they
city.
They say that to every city, and then they scream the city's name,
exactly.
and then everybody screams. Okay. Well, thank
exactly.
you. I can go take care of your children, please, God.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye. So anyway, Am I the Jerk's coming up next. It involves a rummage sale. DZ, you got this. I can see you screaming on the camera. You got this, DZ. Parenting is hard. You got this. He's looking at me like, I hate you so much right now. He's giving me the middle finger with the thumb right now. Oh, this is serious. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Are you okay? DZ, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Are you
great.
Sure?
Yep.
DZ, I've been there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Uh-huh. Parenting with littles is hell. Are you sure you're okay?
This is great. I'm surviving.
Dude, your parents get it, okay? Non-parents don't, but we don't care. All right, hold on. Let's get into Am I the Jerk?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I should have known we were going to get a rummage sale, Am I the Jerk, DZ. It was only a matter of time.
Man, I'm trying to slide on the first rummage sale I see. I keep seeing the signs. Next one I actually see, I'm stopping it.
Honestly, it is rummage sale season in Wisconsin, and we take it very seriously. So this guy wrote in, he wants to be Lazy Harry from Slinger. That's his name, but he's not from Slinger.
That's a mouthful.
He's actually somebody who calls in. He says, name me Lazy Harry from Slinger. Okay, fine. You got it.
All right, Lazy Harry.
Here's what he said. He said, hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for not helping with my fiance's rummage sale? Oh, say more. He said, to me, rummages are a waste of time.
Okay.
He's already
jerk.
Triggering.
Next.
You're right. Never mind. Let's move on to the next submission.
Okay, so you're the problem. Break up with him. Yep.
Bye.
Jerk next.
No, he says, to me, rummage sales are a waste of time. I would rather donate stuff than to take time to try and make a few pennies. My fiance loves rummages, and I've asked her why, and she says she enjoys them as her hobby. Fine. I have nothing against her having a rummage sale if that's what she wants. I told her I didn't want to help at all since it is her hobby and I knew I would not want to wake up early and help, and she said she was fine without me helping. It came to the day of the rummage and she asked for my help to arrange a few things that she very easily could do herself, and I said no.
Could you grab this table?
I said no. She got mad at me. Am I the jerk for not helping with my fiance's rummage sale even though I said I did not want to help going in? This is blank from blank, but on the radio, I'm Lazy Harry from Slinger. LOL. So he wrote in, and that's what his name is. Lazy Harry from Slinger. That's
all right.
Is he the jerk? He told her. Here's the thing. He told her, I'm not helping. And he let her know that he was out. So I feel like, you know, if you let them know ahead of time you're not helping, even if you're, but you're sitting there available and right, you have nothing going on, you don't have any kids apparently, then I would say, oh, God, just help her. Bah. He set the boundary. You know what? Screw it. He set the boundaries.
Are you coming to hang out, though? Because think about it. He did stand 10
not
toes. He was like, oh, that's your hobby?
You know
I've
what?
Never considered rummage sales as a hobby, but that's cool, I guess.
Listen, I'm going to say not the jerk because he stuck with his boundaries. And I think that's the most important here is he set a boundary. And then because think about it, if it was reversed, I'd be like, she set the boundary. She's not helping. So screw it. He's not helping. He set the boundary before you even went into this thing.
I mean, it's not like she asked you to plan it out, though. She asked you to set up a couple things, right? And he, for all you know, she just wanted to include you so that you may be helped out because she does view this as a hobby, right?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to take your partner's endeavors on as your own, apparently, right?
Well, Becca from Maguanago said the real jerk is DZ's daycare provider for being closed. Steph,
you ain't wrong.
Steph said, absolutely the jerk. All right. 414-533-1037. That is the number to call or text. And DZ, we're going to take their calls and texts next. Is he the jerk for refusing to help with his fiance's rummage sale? He wasn't busy. He said he wasn't helping. Then she needed it. 414-533-1037. We'll see what everybody says next. Hold on. Kiss FM.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So he wants to know if he's the jerk because he told his fiance he hates rummage sales and he's not helping with it. So don't ask him. And then what did she do? She asked him on the day of the rummage and he said, I told you I wasn't helping. So he did not help her. Okay. So let's go right to the phones this morning. We haven't heard from him in a minute. I don't know where he's been, but he's got his own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. So welcome to the show, David in East Troy. David.
Good morning.
As DZ says, David. How you
that's
doing?
Right. I don't have Connor.
Well, that's so okay. Well, DZ's got two kids to make up for, so it's fine.
Trust
okay.
Me. We don't need any more kids. All right, we're good.
There,
we're
right?
good today.
David, jerk or not the jerk when he didn't help her with the fiance with the rummage sale?
Oh, I'm going not the jerk. The boundary was set. She agreed to it, and she can't. You kind of can't get mad.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're with me on this. Boundary was set, and that's it. Not the jerk. Okay. Well, I got news for you. Nobody else agrees with you, apparently. Get ready, David. I got to go to the other callers. You're going to die when you hear these ones. All right, David, we love you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Bye.
Great to hear from you, man. Much love.
I want to pull up our next caller. I got to pull him up. Mike, he's in Milwaukee. Let me pull him up right now. Mike says not only does he disagree, he's got marriage advice for this guy.
Oh, this is all-encompassing, are you? Morning, Mike. What's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Mike.
Morning. Glad to be on. Hey, I think he's the jerk. I hesitate to call him that. I think he just doesn't know. Mm. But as he's getting ready to get married, he's got to realize when she says, I'm doing a rummage sale, she means we're doing a rummage sale.
That's the marriage advice.
Or if I'm doing anything, she means we're doing this. So I think he wants to... If he wants a long, happy marriage, get used to it and just say, yes, dear, I'm on board.
DZ, thoughts?
Do you hear me disagreeing with this man whatsoever?
Yes.
I mean, I'm like...
We're having a rummage
really
sale.
Though.
Good to know.
We're having a rummage sale. Yes, the I is a definite we. Yeah.
And when he proposed, that's when he made that decision is what you're telling me, Mike.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Good marriage advice. Mike, I love it. He says jerk. Thank you, Mike. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, so that splits it down the middle. And I love it that it's two dudes, right? One said, you know, jerk. She set the boundary. One says not the jerk. She set the boundary. One says jerk.
Hear me out. I know we're not here to like discuss these people's lives, but what's stopping this man? What jaded him about like against having yard sales?
Doesn't matter.
I'm about ready to
Doesn't
just
like
put
him.
A yard sale sign in my yard and let people walk around my lawn and tell me what they
what
want for
they
the
want.
Stuff in my yard. I don't even want to like put it out or put a price tag on it. What you want? $5 for it? Yeah, I'll get $5 for that trampoline. Sounds
it's
good.
His
take
thing.
It, take it.
DZ, it's his thing. He doesn't like him and he doesn't want anything to do with him. He'd rather donate, which you can't hate him for that. And he's like, no. he's like, I don't. rummage sales are work. And if you don't agree with me on that, you're full of it. They're work. You have to get it.
This is a weird hill, bro. This is a weird hill with your partner.
It only feels good because somebody hands you money. It doesn't mean it's worth your time. It just means you get money at the end of the day and you feel like you did something.
What else are you doing on a random Friday, Saturday, or Sunday
going
on a
out,
nice weekend?
Living your life?
You could, bro, you could day drink while you collect some dollars. give me 50 cents for the random bag of trash that I got sitting in my garage. Gladly sell it to you when I'm not doing nothing with my day. That's one less thing I got to haul to Goodwill.
Well, Kaylee's in Watertown. Hey, Kaylee.
Morning. Hello.
All right, you're the tiebreaker today. What do you think?
All right, I agree. It was hard for me to say this too, but I'm saying jerk.
Oh, come on.
Hear me out.
You guys are out of your minds. Yes, go on.
Hear me out. Okay. I respect the laying the boundaries thing out, and so that's what I hesitated about. However, like the guy before me said, you're about to get married, and she's asking you. I'm not saying it's a test, but like... If you're laying it as a boundary and it's something that it's a hobby of your soon-to-be wife, just, like, please her and be like, okay, I'll help you move
I on. I love it how it's all about the woman, which I normally would agree with, but man, there is no partnership. It's you do what she wants. You guys are out of your minds, man.
If the tables were twisted and it was the woman laying the boundary and the man still crossed it, I'm sure it would be different.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he set the boundary. So, he said, I'm not helping. Move on. Like, get your own help, lady.
I will say rummage sales are a pain in the butt. I donate all my stuff. I've tried rummage sales. And I don't never made enough. I have four daughters. There's a lot of stuff that I just bag it all and to the thrift store it goes.
It's a lot, yeah.
There's no difference. I'd rather get my coins back for the dollars or hundreds that I spend on my items than donate and take a full loss on everything. If you look at it that way, rather get something back. And then you interact with people in your community. That's the way I think about it. It's the camaraderie and the interaction. It's going around and going, oh, wow, I'm nosy and want to see what you own.
I'm always down to help out for a rummage sale. I don't like to personally have one, but...
I want to be the one who gives you my stuff because you're doing the block one, and I just hand it to you and you hand me the money at the end. I'm not doing it. No, thank you. All right. Kaylee.
Allie, I got time on my hands soon. What's up? I'm trying to do
time.
A block
sale. You can't even do the show right now. What are you talking about? You're out of your mind. DZ, just be quiet. Okay, bye, Kaylee. This guy, you're delusional sometimes. I'm going to have a rummage sale. No, you're not. You're
day after
your
knee
mind.
Surgery. What do you mean?
Get the hell out of here. You're crazy. You know that?
I'm just going to be sitting around.
I'll just have a rummage sale. What the hell?
I can't walk anyway. Just post me up in a corner.
All right. It ends up with, I can't believe it ends up being jerk for not helping her with
jerk.
The, come on, you guys. Get out of here.
I kind of knew it was going this way, but I felt like there was going to be more defense for the not the jerk, standing 10 toes and you know, standing his ground, but nope.
Jessica in Bayview said, he's the jerk. You're getting married. You're setting a precedent. And as her husband, you need to lead. Oh, miss me with that old school nonsense. She can't lead ever. Oh, geez. DZ, you love
lead.
That. She could definitely lead. Last chance at these Morgan Wallen tickets, DZ. Somebody's going to see him at Camp Randall. So let's go to the phones. Courtney's in Waukesha. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
What are you up to on this Friday for a long weekend pump? I'm so pumped right now.
She's
what are you up
going
to?
Somewhere, right? She's on the way out.
I'm just driving to work, unfortunately.
Oh, lame.
Oh, you're chipper. You must have a fun job because you sound excited.
No, she won tickets. That's why she's excited.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Well, we're very excited for you, Courtney. You're going to go see him at Camp Randall. I mean, that's going to be an experience. You know what I'm... Courtney, have you ever seen Morgan Wallen in concert?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No.
Well, good. Well, let us know how it is, okay?
Okay.
Somebody will be in touch. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye. Aw, I'm so happy. We'll have the last chance to win is at 8:40. I'm going to give somebody 3-day VIP passes to Pride Fest. But that's going to be going on during our countdown, which kicks off in 12 minutes. Dude, the music is going to be so good. The 103.7 Songs of Summer is like the best. The best.
I can tell you right now, you know, we get a little preview, if you will, a sneak peek at some of the songs.
I'm pumped.
I'm out here. I might risk a knee injury just to be able to dance to some of these songs, because they do relate not just to this summer, but to a few summers back, to when life was really lifing before we had kids. You know what
it's
I mean, Allie?
100%.
Remember them days? And I'm just like, ooh, let's get jiggy.
The good news is you're in the heat of it right now. It gets better. I remember when I had littles like you and I would work from home and they'd be doing that and knocking things over in the background and just trying to get through the day. But I'm telling you, it will get to a place where it gets better and you won't hear that anymore. They'll just ignore you in their rooms. It'll be great.
Will I actually miss it when they stop doing this?
No, you won't.
Will I like the
you
people
won't.
Say? Okay, good.
You
I
will not.
So.
You will not.
Because look, you know how we like to take notes, right? Mm-hmm. We take notes on, you know, the show, what was going on, the callers. I started off. I usually, you know, start off the day like we start off, writing things down. Mm-hmm. And now look at that.
It's just a paper.
Those are my notes from today.
Yeah, you don't have notes.
Now it's a doodle board.
Yeah. You're doing everything you can to get through Dumpster Fire Dating so you can leave. Let's be real. Okay? Let's just keep it real. Yeah. I was going to say the 103.7 songs of summer are kicking off at 8, and it's the perfect time to play the Odyssey. Play the Odyssey app. You can play your Alexa all weekend. Just say play 103.7 Kiss FM. But I'm going to have it going on because you can just jam out all weekend with these songs. So it's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
We're going to have it going. We're going to have it going all weekend long. We're going to be at a wedding, and we just going to make it the soundtrack for the wedding.
Exactly.
You know what it is.
And you can find out what number 103 is in a few minutes. So hold on. You ready for Dumpster Fire?
Are you ready
no,
for Dumpster Fire? I got
no.
my extinguishers.
Hell no. Let's go.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
I had a complaint about Dumpster Fire Dating, so I had to address it. My friend's daughter, who's 12, is mad that I've been pushing Dumpster Fire. It's almost been past 8 o'clock now on Fridays, and she goes to school at 8. So she said, Allie, can you stop waiting till 8? I said, we're just behind. Yep. So I'm sorry, Zayna. Here it is. It's on time today. She can hear Dumpster Fire.
We got you, Z-Dog.
All right, so the update is... there's not much of an update other than I texted Orphan Boy last night. And do you know what I said to him? I said, what? Why do you always work so late? This is the guy we went on the double date with, right? And you got to meet him. And I said, I don't know.
Cooper's Hawk, yeah.
Yeah, I said, I don't know. He's fun. He's interesting. But I don't really think there's anything romantic there. And he's like, let's be friends. I'm like, cool, let's be friends. So we've been texting and talking. I even called him the other day to help him out with something randomly when I had a friend near me. So we're cool. But then last night, now the dogs?
Can you tell them I have pets?
Can you tell them I'm in the middle of Dumpster Fire Dating? How rude.
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay, fine. Thank you. So anyway, where were we? Okay, so I was not feeling him in the romantic sense. So last night I said, why do you work so late all the time? Because he always works till like 8. And he's like, well, I don't have to. I just do. And I'm like, well, what the hell?
What?
And he goes, well, why? Do you want to hang out? And I never replied.
Why do you want to hang out, ghost?
It's so mean to go, do you want to hang out? No. So then he wrote back this morning at 7 a.m. and said, I guess not. With the sad face. I said, my bad.
Sad face? Yeah, no wonder.
He said, I was heartbroken. I said, no, you weren't.
No, you weren't, homie.
You weren't heartbroken. He said, well, let me know if you still want to hang out tonight. I'd love to see you. And I said, yes, come out. I told you, come out tonight. We're celebrating my birthday. Let's go. So you're going to miss it, DZ, but you've already met him. So he says he's pulling up. But I think we're just friends. I think we're just friends.
Yeah, honestly, we'll see. I mean, don't think that's a bad thing.
I think he's going to have fun tonight.
Friendships are always great.
I think he'll
love
everybody.
You never know where... friendships turn in, and sometimes, you know, they're fruitful in other ways. It just takes time.
It does.
And I actually, not to say I see it happening, but I also wouldn't be surprised if somewhere along the way, things work themselves out. Hmm. And maybe you guys do, not necessarily get serious, but revisit a more
romantic version of whatever
you guys are. I think y'all
think
are kind of hilarious together, bruh.
I actually
and
do
I'm
think
not it- saying you...
We were funny. He's funny. I agree.
Y'all have a funny dynamic that does right now doesn't seem like a dating dynamic. That's the thing.
It's not.
But I also see him hanging out and just being a guy
being
around.
Chill.
Right? Like if you, for whatever reason, like didn't have the boys with you and we were having a group hangout, I could see OB being a part of the crew.
He's
like,
fun.
Oh, what up, dog? For see? Sure. You brought a six pack, whatever.
Thank
like
you.
Hanging out for sure, for sure. Ellie brought you through. That's
see?
Cool. You're welcome to come by.
Isn't
yeah.
that just
and you
how
know I don't like people popping at my house.
He's
like that.
The pull up to everything guy. We nailed it. He's that guy. He's going to come. If I invite him, he's coming. And I'm like, and he's fun when he comes. He's entertaining.
He,
he's a character.
Sometimes it just takes that guy to like keep coming around and just keep being a homie.
Keep
and
harassing
keep
me? Is that what you're saying? Keep harassing me until I give him some, what?
to eventually, you know, work his way into your heart. You know, he
maybe.
Works his way into your life. And
it's
then
true.
Eventually he's just there and you're like, well,
all right.
I guess
I like
you.
Him. I
you
guess.
Don't got to be an orphan anymore. I'll adopt you.
I definitely get a kick out of him and I enjoy spending time with him. So that's farther than we've gotten with most dudes. I'll give him that. But again, we'll see if it gets romantic. I don't know. I mean, he's a dude, DZ, so he's going to get romantic if I ask him. Don't lie. Doesn't mean he's going to marry me, but if he's a dude. Okay, can we just
men,
keep it real?
Men are physically motivated.
It's not that hard,
yeah,
not that hard to land a guy.
If you guys met under the pretense of, yeah, we might get physical one day, and then eventually you say, no, we're just homies, cool. But if you ever say, hey, I actually do want to get physical, yeah. Of course he's down. What?
Buddy, that's what I'm saying. You never know what dudes.
That's why y'all met to begin with. Primordial.
Whatever.
Like, yes.
All right. Well, OB is around and I will see him tonight, I think. So that's it. I guess I'll have an update next week. And that's all I got for you, DZ. Let me
like
see if
this.
There's
this
any text.
This is an okay update.
I actually think it's okay, too. Let me see if there's any text here I need to read. Somebody said, is Allie the jerk for messaging OB and leaving him on red? Yes, I agree. I am. Saying, why do you always work so late? Oh, somebody
you go,
else.
Hey, big head, and then leave him on little head.
Oh, somebody else said, my son also gets upset when he misses dumpster fire dating. He's in middle school and goes in at 8. So now we're helping. We got to do it earlier every Friday. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got to stay on time for you guys.
And then somebody else texted in and said, the whistle DZ did is so universal in the Latin community, it made me want to pull over.
I know, didn't it? Hey, dad mode engaged with these animals and these kids. Thank you for noticing. I
is
appreciate
whistle,
that. I've worked hard on that.
Is that like the chocolate of the head for the dad or what? Hey, is the whistle the equivalent of grandma throwing a shoe at your head? Like, what is
that?
The whistle?
That whistle will turn some heads, for real, for real. That whistle will turn some heads and make a couple people sit down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. All right. Well, this has been another edition of Dumb Stuff IO Dating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.